When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everyone, it's Teacher Monica, and I'm going to be talking about English collocations with the word go. So, what's a collocation? It's basically like just a group of words, so it could be two words, three words that just kind of go together and flow naturally in English. They're words that we use all the time. And, you know, it's really useful to learn because it is a way that you can improve your English speaking, kind of learn to speak a little faster, we can say, and just get a feel for how natives speak and like getting that natural speaking flow going. Okay. The goal is never to speak exactly, oh, like a native. The goal is to speak in a way that people can understand what you're saying. So people aren't confused, and you know that understanding is going in both directions. So from the speaker to the listener, and from the listener to the speaker, it's really important. I've seen people say like, "Oh, I don't want to speak like a native speaker. I don't care. Like, why are you saying that other ways of speaking English is wrong, or you know, are wrong?" And the truth is, it's not about speaking perfectly. It's not about saying things correctly. Even native speakers don't speak perfectly. Even native speakers make huge mistakes when we speak English. And so that's not the point. When English teachers say, speak like a native, it's more like, hey, speak in a way that you will be understood and you'll feel good about your audience, you know, and who's listening, because you know that they're understanding what you're saying. Like, there's nothing worse than being misunderstood, especially when you're trying. Like, when you're trying to speak another language and you're not being understood, that can be really frustrating. And so, again, the goal isn't to speak perfectly. It is not to lose your accent. You know, I do have a lot of English learners that come to me saying like, oh, I want to speak just like a native, like, oh, I want to lose my accent. And I always tell them, listen, your accent's beautiful. It's who you are. There's no need to lose your accent. But if you want to work towards, you know, improving your accent, great. I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. And I think, too, it's important to remember that everyone has different goals. So just because you have certain goals or you view the language learning process as such, you know, a particular way, it doesn't mean that everyone's going to view it that way and, you know, so on. So anyways, collocations with go. I just went on a little tangent. It wasn't necessarily planned. All right. So let's look at some collocations with go. Okay. So here we go. I'm going to give you guys a list. And if you want, you can write them down. You can listen to this again. But just to give you guys an idea of how to use these in your everyday life, okay? So we go home. We go home. We don't go to home. Just really quick. We don't go to home. You can say, I need to go to my house. Then you need that possessive pronoun in there. My, your, let's go to your house. So if you want to use house, then you have to have that possessive in there. Go to his house. All right. But we don't say go house or go to house. We say go to my house, go to your house. Also, go home. Okay. And then we go downtown, go abroad. If you're driving and you're giving directions, you can say go right or go left. You could also say go straight, go forward, go backwards. A person can go crazy. You can go up, down, north, or south. You can also go east and west. So those directions, right? You go shopping. You go running. You go skiing. you go dancing, you go fishing, you go straightforward. Okay. All right. Now let's look at go to. All right. So here we use go to, but we don't say go to home. All right. Go to work. We go to work. We go to school. We do not go to jail. Other people maybe go to jail. Go to college. Go to cities, countries, states. So go to Phoenix, go to London, go to the United States, go to England, go to continents. You can go to Africa, go to Europe, go to dinner, or go to prison, I guess. Well, jail and prison are a little different. All right, the next collocation is go for. So we go for a jog, go for a hike, we go for a run, go for a walk. You can see a lot of this has to do with exercise and outside exercise. We go for a drive. We can go for a drink, go for a coffee. So that is something that we actually say, like, oh, I could really go for an ice cream right now. Like, I could really go, like when you're talking about something that you want to eat, oh, I could really go for a hot soup. Okay, it's kind of an expression that we use a lot. Go for a coffee, go for a meal, go for a rest, go for a nap, go for a ride. All right, the next one, go to a. Or I guess when you're talking, it would sound like a. Go to a. We go to a party. We go to a concert. We go to a conference. We go to a meeting. We go to a restaurant and we go to a bar and we go to a festival. And now we are going to look at go to the. So we go to the park. We go to. That was my alarm. Okay, sorry about that. I actually have a meeting I have to go to. So, hey, I have to go to a meeting. What perfect timing, right? It's my college meeting. So I have to go to a meeting in 10 minutes. All right, so let's continue. We'll go through this. Go to the park, go to the cinema, go to the specialist, go to the doctor's, you could also say the doctor's office. Go to the dentist, go to the bank, go to the supermarket, go to the airport, go to the lake, go to the beach, go to the mountains, go to the moon. Ooh, well, I don't know about the moon, but I guess you could do that if you really wanted to. All right, so there you guys have it. We've got those English collocations with go, which is great. There are lots and lots, I would say even thousands, I mean definitely hundreds, but maybe even thousands of collocations in the English language. All right, so the next time you guys have an English conversation and you want to use the word go, try using one of these collocations, okay? I'll be back with more lessons for you guys. If you want to join my online class, I'll leave a link in the description for you guys. We really focus on speaking. I also send lessons to the class and lots of very dynamic things going on there. All right. So hope to see you guys soon. Bye.